elegy with advertisement struggling to find its hero. It was a century in which we touched ourselves in mirrors over and over. It was a decade of fast yet permanent memories, the kaleidoscope of pain some inflicted on others seemed inexhaustible as the positions of sex, a term whose meaning is as hybridized as the latest orchid. Terrorism had reached a new peak, and we gradually didn't give a shit which airline we got on, as long as the pilot was sober and the stash of pretzels, beer, and soft drinks remained intact. On TV, a teenage idol has just crawled dripping wet from the top of a giant Pepsi can. Or perhaps I imagined it, flicking through channels where the panoply of reality shows has begun to exercise the very notion of reality for both the scrutinized actor and the debilitated viewer who becomes confused and often reaches into the pastel screen for his glass. While down Broadway, sirens provide a kind of glamorous chorus for the script of history where everything is so neatly measured in miles, pounds, or megabits. How nice it would be to drowse in the immeasurable. How nice it would be to escape. And there's a wobbly marble bench beneath an out-of-focus tree on the web I like to occasion my body with. How brief we've become in our speed, I think. How fast the eternal. How desperately we need a clearing, a place beyond, but not necessarily of nature. And the rain was so deep, the entire forest smelled of stone. Then the sun broke, burying the long shadows in gold. And the wounded king woke in a book long since closed. And the princess came to in a bed so large, she could never leave. How desperately we need a new legend. One with a hero, tired though he may be. One who has used business to give up business. One who has bought with his heart what we sold with ours.